Tom Schachtman's the author of the book Rumspringa, To Be or Not to Be Amish. He says you have to understand a little about Amish theology to fully understand the idea behind Rumspringa.
The Amish are Anabaptists. That means they believe only in adult baptism. To be baptized, you have to be an adult, you have to be knowledgeable about the world, and you have to be repentant. And those three things sort of mandate that you have a period of time in which to discover how to be an adult, how to learn about the world, and to have something to repent about and understand that you need to repentance. So that's the sort of technical reason why for Rumspringa. There are sociological reasons, too, which is that kids who've been raised in this fairly strict environment have a sort of a built-up tension in them, a sense of, I need to get out and take a look at the world. I may eventually decide to come back into the Amish world and stay here for the rest of my life, but I really need to see what's on the other side, whether the grass is greener or not.
When you grow up Amish, you're taught that God is the most important thing in your life. Right after God come your parents, and you're supposed to obey them in everything they say. You've got almost no contact with the outside world. The Amish have no electricity, TV, radio. All you know is the Amish way of life. But the day you turn 16, your whole life changes.
You start dating.
Go shopping in malls.
Start dressing English.
Go to the movie theater.
Go bowling.
Watch TV.
Get a haircut.
Go to parties.
Get a car.
Go cruising.
Get drunk.
Sleep around.
Go at it.
Mainstream teenagers, English teenagers, at 16, even those who have lived in the world for 16 years, I think everybody agrees, have trouble handling the increased freedom that they get. Total freedom, as you describe it for the Amish families. It sounds as though the invitation to go off the deep end is almost too much.
I think it's a great risk, both for the teenagers and for the parents. The parents have to think to themselves, I've got to let my child do this, because if they don't do this, they'll never get it out of their system, and they probably won't come back. If I do allow them to go out and do whatever it is they're going to do, pretty soon they'll see that the Amish way of life is the best, and they'll come back, and then they'll be better Amish than they would have been if they just harbored this sort of sense that they'd never been outside and the grass was greener on the other side of the fence. As for the children, they certainly do go off the deep end sometimes because they've had no training. They don't know very much about the world. They don't know very much about how kids interact with one another as a semi-adult. They don't know how people in the out. They assume that everybody in the outside world may be as honest as the people they've lived with all of their lives. Everything is a sort of a gee-whiz experience to them. And this is neither good nor bad. It's just what is. Most of the Amish kids make the most of their time in their own terms. In my terms, I think they don't make a heck of a lot of the time. Yeah. I mean, they don't go and do really wild things. They don't climb mountains in Tibet. They don't go to Chicago and take art classes. They don't run off to Mexico and try the mushrooms. I mean, these are not things that they do because they have not got any experience. They might go to the mall, but not much further.
My clothes was the biggest thing. That was the hardest thing to change when I was in church.
I did run a lot every day after work. Just put on shorts and t-shirt and go running, which now I don't do that because running in a dress.
I miss my music, that I grew up with.
One of my favorite times was when I was at like Ozfest 99 and Godsmack and all those concerts. I love concerts.
The first probably 3 or 4 years after we was married and joined a church, I thought for a while I just couldn't make it, but oh well, I got used to it. It's not that bad anymore.
You say that though 80% to 90% of the kids do come back, they decide to be baptized, so Rumspringa works.
Yes, that's as much as the sociologists have been able to find out. When there are questionnaires and other ways of looking at statistics around the country, it's upwards of 80% of the kids do come back, which suggests objectively that this Rumspringa process works if we consider working to be returning people to the fold.
There's some fascinating questions that come out of this, though. I mean, if that's true, if 80 to 90%, then maybe this isn't so freeing after all. There must be incredible pressure on the kids to come back if they know that almost everybody does.
There is tremendous pressure. There's also pressure because of what they're not able to do out there. After all, these kids are going out there with very little education, certainly not enough to hold many of the jobs that are available in society today, which are generally restricted to people who have high school degrees and above. They have no capital. They're not going to be able to start big businesses or even small ones. They have very little knowledge of the world, so they don't know that if they go to Chicago and sign up for a bulletin board, they might be able to find a job or they might be able to find a roommate or something like that. There's lots of knowledge that they don't have. And this is, in a sense, a self-restriction on what it is that they're capable of doing during the Rumspringa period.
So it suggests that the system is set up to get them to come back in some ways.
Oh, it's a fairly stacked deck, I would say. And I've argued with some of the Amish elders about some aspects of this, particularly the education thing, because the Amish kids are taken out of school at 14 or 15. If they're in an Amish school, it may be around 15. If they're in a public school, it's after eighth grade, which means they're not getting a high school education at all, because they don't really want people questioning the faith. And if you start to question, you know, whether Shakespeare wrote the sonnets, you may be next questioning whether the Bible is true.
Deep-seated within you is the idea that I am Amish and I will be Amish. Your parents and your community, your church, has become such a part of you. And the thought that you are different from the people around you is so deep-seated. It might never leave you.
We've talked about this as though it is the same for everyone, but of course it is not the way you describe it. It is one thing for boys to run out and be wild and another for girls. Yes, they're allowed to, but the girls generally go out, I gather, in their Amish dress, and should they fall too far from the tree, they would have more trouble coming back, perhaps, than the boys.
Well, there's no trouble coming back. Anytime you want to, you can come back, except if you've been baptized and then left the church. That's a little dicier. But the Amish are very big on forgiveness, and the rest of us learned this after the Nickel Mines tragedy, when most of the world was rather stunned at how forgiving the Amish were towards the killer and the killer's family. And those of us who had the pleasure of studying the Amish were not really that amazed, because we understood this to be a very basic tenet of the Amish faith. So if you have a daughter who has, quote, fallen, unquote, who's out there and come back pregnant, the child will be born within the community and will be cared for within the community.
I wish I could say that I have never opened a can of beer. You know, that'd be great. I wish I could say that, but I can't. Every time there was a party, I was there and I was drunk. I was just hanging out with anybody I wanted to, going out with any guy I wanted to. Who cares?
I did things I wish I wouldn't have done. I didn't dress Amish. I went to a Baptist church. I didn't live at home for 5 months. For a girl, that's almost unthinkable.
People started talking to me. My parents started talking to me. And they're like, you know, we really don't like what you're doing. But they didn't say, you have to change. I finally just said, you know, I can't do this anymore. So I'm changing.
There is something to be gained from learning about this Rumspringa, because it tells us much more about ourselves, about what it is that we need to do with and for our children in the world. How are they to gain the necessary experience to grow into responsible adult? How much experience is enough? How little experience is not enough? I mean, what is our responsibility as parents for introducing our children to the world, and how should we do that? All of these things have echoes in Rumspringa.
For most kids, Rumspringa means going out and getting wasted. Then you have a hangover and go back and join church. It's like a vaccination. You get a little dose of the outside world, just enough so you won't get tempted later on. and you'll be a happier Amish person if you had a choice.
Tom Shackman's the author of Rumspringa, To Be or Not to Be Amish. The book's based in part on Shackman's research for the documentary The Devil's Playground, from which we heard clips.